coming. Right for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
Opie Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com. On the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
We have, I believe, fair to say, reached a new low. No right tackle, no left tackle, no Aaron Rodgers, no first-string running back, no second-string running back at home. And the Chicago Bears are staring at a 23-16 loss to the Green Bay Packers. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. OB, you look ready. Go for it, my friend.
There, like Dan put it earlier, in the first half, we've got something for the next seven shows after this one, without even seeing another game. Here we go, folks. The Green Bay Packers came in after we had a week bye. That gave us 2 weeks to get ready to play the Green Bay Packers at home. Okay, folks? At home. They come in. They have injuries galore in the offensive line. Beluga's out. Everybody's out. And guess who starts for him? Kid by the name of Brett Huntley. You know where he came from? He was a fifth round pick out of UCLA. You know when the last time UCLA won anything? That was back in 1954. So in comes this fifth-round pick, who this was his third start, folks. Now let's go to the Bears. We give up an entire draft to get Trubisky. He had 11 days to get ready for his first start. Today was his fifth start. And he had, with the bye week, after half the season gone, they had 2 weeks to get him ready. At home, against the Packers. And what does this kid do best? Sprint out, bootleg, and he's an accurate thrower on the run. Drop back.
Well, actually, we didn't do that. We went run, pass. Yeah. Run, pass. That was what we did.
What you saw today, and I'm going to let Dan take it over with John Fox, the head coach. If you don't think that we've got a problem with Pace, the general manager, and with John Fox and these position coaches, and more than that, our scouting regime. This was a disgrace today. 2 weeks to get ready for this team, and their quarterback, Green Bay, a fifth-round pick out of UCLA, and he comes in here and undresses us in his third start? You got to be kidding me.
There's no question, OB. Hey, and We were incredulously saying after the John Fox botch of a challenge that this is a day that we'll live in infamy. And, Kaz, you know, I'm going to hand it to you in a second, but just bear with me. Your point about us coming off of a bye week, we should be frothing at the mouth, wanting to attack. Instead, we play scared-to-death football where we basically let the Packers dictate to us how the game's going to be played. And all I can tell you is that at some point, you have to say enough is enough. Mike McCarthy, the head coach, lost three games coming into this in a row because they lost Aaron Rodgers. And everybody said, oh, the Packers are a joke. I said earlier this morning on Fox, I said, beware. Mike McCarthy has beaten our brains out. Yeah, he's got Aaron Rodgers, but he's beaten us time after time, because he's a better coach, he's got a better staff. His teams are prepared. And guess what? The day will live in infamy, because it all blows up on Fox with that ridiculous challenge call. But more importantly, we are unprepared and unwilling to engage and play the game the way we have to play. Finally, we throw one deep, and we catch it for a touchdown. But no other time during the course of the game did we ever challenge or threaten the Green Bay defense. And I've got to tell you, Kaz, somehow, some way, you know, I laughed earlier on TV and I said, hey, Fox, you've been the favorite five times in your 40-game reign of terror as a head coach of the Bears. Think about that, folks. 40 games he's been the head coach. Today's 41. And only five times had he been a favorite in 40 games. You'd think at least half. But only five. All five he lost. Not only did he not cover, he lost straight up when we were favored. That tells you that he is a bumbling fool that needs to be sent packing tonight.
Glenn, before you let me say this before you get ready to rip, okay? Dan, when you're talking about Fox throwing that red flag, think about this one, folks. You mean to tell me that all those position coaches that are up in the box, they all have headsets on, they all communicate. You mean to tell me that nobody up there could see that? Or even think, hey, there might be a problem, don't throw the flag. Why? Because you got a yard to go and four downs to make a touchdown. How dumb is dumb?
He was
Jesus, Lord Almighty.
Hey, guys, I'll sum it up quickly.
It's a great point by OB right there. Oh, yeah, he was told to challenge it. That's his career.
Well, that's his setup. That's why we got the wrong coaching staff.
Right.
How the hell is that possible?
And he was fumbling around they showed him he's fumbling around trying to get his headset on to talk. But listen, it's real simple. The McCaskey family tonight go home, and you say, John Fox, you're gone. Tomorrow morning, he's fired. Vic Fangio is your interim head coach.
You take
finish
Gase
out
with
the
you.
Year, and you put Pace on notice that you better start getting it together, and we don't want any more statues for $18 million that are sitting on the sideline doing nothing to help. But today was the day when the bumbler makes that critical mistake, Dan.
It's the difference in the game.
It's the difference
in the game.
And if they don't, then they are cheating their fan base, and these are the greatest fans in the world, Ed, as you could attest to, and they deserve better than what we watched today.
But we had 2 weeks to prepare a game plan against a defense that had all kinds of injury and all kinds of weakness, and yet we come out and we have three illegal procedure penalties. We had three holding calls in the first half alone that destroyed any type of rhythm and continuity for our offense. And again, this is it starts at the top and filters down. And nobody has accountability. Let me tell you, there was a play at the end of the first half on a field goal attempt. Number 79, what's his name?
The tackle.
He
right.
got blown up by
Sowell,
yeah, Sowell, the Sowell. Backup guard. He got blown up on a little field goal rush. And so trying to be a big shot, he gets up and shoves the corner that ran over him where they assessed a 15-yard penalty, which it didn't seem like much at the time, but they assess it on the opening kickoff of the second half. Now, guess what? That positioning gave them the chance to return the kick all the way down to our 45, where they went ahead and forced it down into the red zone, where the Green Bay inexplicably went for a pass on 3rd-and-1 instead of running it, but they got a field goal, which completely, always, any points in a game like this mean everything. You count the touchdown that Fox's bungled call cost, and then giving up that easy return to our 45. Those are the hidden hands of defeat that week after week after week always show up when you've got a menacing bumbler like John Fox and his staff as the coaches.
Bradley Sowell's the offensive lineman.
Let's not forget about Gase on this. And I want to say this again.
Pace.
Yeah, no,
his name's Pace, so I really don't care.
Right about this time, I don't care.
I'm with you, Ed. Go on.
I was born and raised in this area. I love this team. I played for them my whole life. We won a world championship. And to watch this stupidity by this coaching staff and this general manager and how they're surviving, I have no idea. Again, I'll say it one more time. We trade up for Trubisky. My God, gave up an entire draft. Then when they get ready to start him, then they have 11 days to get him ready. Then this is his fifth start. He has 2 weeks, because this was a bye week. He had 2 weeks. They had 2 weeks to get this kid ready again to play at home against the damn Green Bay Packers. And we let the Packers come in, Mike McCarthy, the head coach, with a fifth-round pick out of UCLA that couldn't hit a bull from 10 yards with a scattergun.
And what do we got to show for it? In the third quarter, when we need to respond, our offense has zero. That's not a misprint or misspoke. A 0 yards in offense in the third quarter. It is time. Virginia McCeskey, we are sending the torches and the pitchforks to Lake Forest if you don't tell your son to do the right thing tonight.
It has to happen. It's just wrong. And here's the other thing. Look, Green Bay Packers, their game plan was simple today, and you saw it in the beginning.
Yeah, it was win.
But Ed, 9 guys in the box.
9.
So what were they saying? They said, okay, we're going to pack the box. You are not going to beat us, Jordan Howard. You, young rookie, are going to have to throw the ball. And, oh, by the way, your receivers can't get open because we're going to play you man up and press you and shut you down. And what did we
do? You're right.
We run, and then on 3rd and 12, we're going to try to throw a 8-yard out. It is insanity. 9 guys in the box, you throw the ball down the field. Catch it or not, you throw the damn thing down the field. It's that simple.
You know what, folks? We're not making this up. There's a few guys played a lot of football in this room. Okay, a couple of world championships thrown in there on top of it. And I'm telling you what you saw out there today, this entire coaching staff, I'll give Fangio a pass on this, okay?
But he was taken to the woodshed today.
George McCaskey, my God, please. Somebody take a look at this game.
Happen to be with Kyle, sponsored by Parent Petroleum. 8 penalties for 78 yards for the Bears today, and they declined at least 2, maybe 3.
But they're always critical penalties,
right,
where they're moving, and then they do a stupid thing.
You know what that's a reflection of? When a team gets penalized like that all the time, coaching.
No question.
Undisciplined. And again, you know, week after week, we always scream, what did we do in the preseason to get ready and prepare? What did we do, OB?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And you know what? Between being unprepared and no accountability, there's a smell that comes off of this team that you couldn't scrub off. I'm just telling you, it has. And we are not without good players. We've got some good players. But, you know, all I hear about is Leonard Floyd, the edge hammer or whatever the hell they're calling him now. He got run over about 3-4 times out there. And in a critical situation, he, in a selfish way, goes inside and loses contain and allows Hundley to get on the flank and throw a touchdown pass when that would have never been open if he would have been doing his job. But he was not being responsible.
That was a 4-man rush. Anytime, folks, you have your 4 down linemen rushing a passer because nobody is on the outside. Your 2 outside men, defensive ends, whatever you want to call them, linebackers, they have containment. They have to rush from the outside. If anything, force the quarterback up into the middle. Parnell McPhee twice today went to the inside, gave Huntley a chance to run and make a first down in critical situations. 94.
It was on a 3rd and 6.
Yeah, 3rd and 6. Late in the game.
Folks, these are you don't do these things. These are rules. 4 down linemen, you never give up the outside edge. Never.
And here's the worst part of it. Tomorrow's going to be a cold, bleak day. And Kaz and I have got to get a rental truck and go to Palatine and move OB's furniture out. Because he told everybody at Palatine.
Yes, everyone.
The Bears are the lock of the century. So now he can never.
Everybody, everybody bet everything.
I've got to spend all day tomorrow moving your crap out of your house.
But hey, I commit to you, and I won't drop anything. I give you my word. I'll carry it all out and hang on to it.
Dan, we got to move out before dawn. Wait one second here.
Oh, I can't wait till daylight.
Everybody in Palatine, I told Laurie to wait to stay away from me all the time. Everybody, I said, not only that, they're going to win. I said, they're going to kick their behinds. They're at home. They got 2 weeks. They're going to let Trubisky go. They're going to fire the ball. They're going to put all kinds of pressure on the Packer defense. I have to move out of Palatine.
Get your back brace.
And I told him, I said, bet your house,
hey,
bet everything on
hey,
the Bears.
If they didn't know you were talking with your heart, then that's on them. It's not your fault, OB. It's the end of an era. It's in the friendly skies. United 747 flying off into the sunset. Go abroad. And on the final flight, Monday's cover story on WGN TV News at 9. Hey, it's 312 981-7200. You're welcome in. Hampton will be with Kaz with you till 6 on 720 WGN. We're with you till 5:30 tonight. My bad. We got Blackhawks hockey. And we were with you till 4 on CLTV. Thanks again to Mr. Submarine. Good food at a tasty price. That's Mr. Submarine. Bears lose to the Packers. They're 3-6, 23-16 the final at Soldier Field. Talk to you next, 720 WGN.